This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Lunatics. We're going to be exposing some lunatics today. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I drove 19 hours from Nashville to Minnesota in one drive, and I'm trying to catch up on life itself right now, so do bear with me. I constantly have my mind on what we're going to be talking about today and how we can change the future. And the way that you do change the future, friends, William Booth was right when he said it, and I'll tell you who else said it. Was the abolitionist Frederick Douglass when he said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. And that's a righteous troubling, friends, not an unrighteous troubling, the way that you're seeing it exhibited today on a major scale throughout the United States of America, with the state control media running behind, feeling up every advancement that they possibly can make, friends. And they can only do that if you let them do that. But keep in mind, we have the right, we have the laws on our side to right the wrong, so let's stand up and do it. And again, friends, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. There's just no other way to do it. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to do a whole lot outside of tell the truth and take a stand, friends, and you'll find yourself in plenty of warfare real quick, rest assured. Jesus said, even those that desire to live a godly life will be persecuted. And he also understood, of course, the Son of God knows all things. But it was interesting that he noted in the book of Acts chapter 11, I believe, where he said, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of God. Forgive me, it was Acts 14. Correcting myself, Acts 14, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Also read Matthew 5 when you get a moment. Folks, we've been spending some time on the American politician and their self-profession, their self-proclamation, friends. Yes, we're corrupt. And then we highlighted, friends, over the last couple shows, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. Who said that? President Harry S. Truman. Well, one more quote. President George Washington, he just happened to be the first president of the United States. George Washington warned long ago concerning them that are to represent the American people that few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. How right was he? And how much more today is he right, friends? Let me say that again. Few men have the virtue to withstand the highest bidder. How right he was. Folks, we talked line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning that exposition and that expose and highlighting politicians, what they have said about themselves. And again, friends, they said, yes, we are corrupt. What we're going to do is we're going to take it a step further. Let's just go ahead and, well, let's handpick pick a state, shall we? Let's go to Illinois. I just drove through Illinois yesterday. We went right by Chicago. And I thought, well, Chicago would be a prime pick for me. What say you, America? Let's go ahead and show you how many corrupt politicians, this is just the tip of the iceberg, in the state of Illinois, namely Chicago, that have been incarcerated for their crimes. You never, ever hear about this, friends. Why is it that we never hear the law actually enforced against those that are in the political arena? Well, we need to highlight that, friends, because, again, our objective here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com is not to magnify the crime, but rather the law against the crime to establish righteousness and peace within the gate. Now, I know that's foreign to most people listening to me right now. I really honestly do, because just going into a restaurant, just going to get something to drink or get some chicken wings or a hamburger with your kids, friends, TV's everywhere. And what do we see? We see Fox News and we see CNN and we see MSNBC all spewing out the same thing. And what are they spewing out, friends? Corruption, 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 over and over and over again. And you know what you never see, friends? Is justice, 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 friends. You are the law. Enforce it against, and folks, I'm going to highlight those that have been incarcerated for their crimes, because those in Illinois, namely Chicago, had enough, and they said enough is enough. Or, folks, on the other hand, it may just have been a change of power or an exchange of regimes, as they call them, right? And I'm being funny, of course. But, folks, before we do that, I just want to let you know, so I can start rocking right after the first segment here, if you want to call in at any time, please do. Stick to the topic. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check out my Facebook, please do that. That is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Double E, mind you. Also, go over to my Twitter account for what it's worth if you'd like. That's Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And yes, I am doing it backwards today. Why are you doing it backwards today? I have no idea. I'm just going line upon line, whichever way it comes, friends. But I am making the point clear, and that's what's important here. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages work one with another. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, friends, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I would like to do is, if I had more time, I don't have a whole lot of time for this first segment because I have much to cover over the next three. But when you get a moment, friends, please go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Crazy stuff going on in your country again, friends. And what we need to do is we need to actually, because I hear people say this all the time. I get texts all the time. Bradley, what do we do? Bradley, how do I make a change? Hey, folks, I'll tell you what. Be that attack dog that grabs a hold and doesn't let go. That's what you need to do. But just make sure that you're doing it in a lawful, you're taking it in a lawful step, friends. Every step of the way, but don't let go and see it through to establish that righteousness and judgment, to put the fear of God in those that serve we the people. Remember, friends, it was the third president of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, that said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. That's where America is today. But when the government fears the people, guess what? You have liberty. So we need to set that record straight. Yeah? Yeah, we do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. I just want to highlight as many as I can for this first segment. Rex Tillerson confirmation. This is on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Exxon State Department like appointing Ronald McDonald to agriculture. You can also check out on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The 70 nations that will meet in Paris on January 15th are going to publicly commit to dividing the land of Israel. I'll tell you what, if you want to go ahead and see the fallout after touching God's anointed, and that is the Christians throughout the world, not just geographically, friends, you should see the history of those that have laid their hand to Israel.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, the American politicians we've been spending some time on just over the last couple days on the radio program here, and how they've admitted that, yes, we are corrupt. And I've highlighted the fact that President Harry S. Truman said, you can't get rich in politics unless you're a crook. And we know that to be true. So what I would like to do is just to start off the show is I would just like to go to the 10 most corrupt politicians of all times, and we'll rank them, okay? And we all know that Illinois is both the land of the Lincoln and the land where the four of the past nine governors have ended up in prison. Did you hear what I said? There's hope. We know that because Barack Hussein Obama told us that there was hope, and then there is hope. But no one traces these campaign funds, do they, friends? No, they don't. As a matter of fact, many of these politicians will tell you that these funds are coming from unidentified donors. We spent some time on that last week. Well, we're seeing exactly what we're talking about today, because we're going to highlight these criminals for you so you can understand who they are. Now, before we get going, I want you to remember what Secretary of State Paul Powell once said. He said, there's only one thing worse than a defeated politician. You ready for this, friends? He's going to smack you in the face. There's only one thing worse than a defeated politician, and that's a broke politician. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Now, I also want to lay this premise before I hit on William Carlers, okay? I'm going to lay to the responsible party's feet. Deuteronomy 4 tells us, to the Christian, which 78% of Americans profess, and I'll tell you what, their Christianity, the conservatives go right along with it, friends. And so do the patriots, without fail. But let's go over to Deuteronomy 4. It says, "Now therefore listen carefully, O Israel, God's kids, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you," said Moses to his children. We are the Mosaic Institution in America. Do not forget that, friends. We are laid out in common law. So therefore, when Moses gave these laws and these statutes and these commandments, he was talking to us, America. "Now therefore listen carefully, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you," said Moses, "for to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord your God of your fathers giveth unto you." Okay? He said, "You shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish aught from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Lord your God which I command you." Now, if you want that defined and explained real quick in a nutshell, that explains why America's in trouble today. Because Americans add to and take away from the written word of God, and then they wonder why they're spinning out of control or why they end up in the ditch. It also explains, America, when you read Matthew 23, why Jesus literally damned the lawyers who withheld the keys of knowledge, because they themselves neither went in, friends. They just want to make a little dime. They want to make a little profit off perverting judgment. You can also read in the book of Amos where it talks about the perversion of justice and judgment, how judges and those that have been given delegated authorities from the American people, and back in the day in the Word concerning Amos 5, during that time period, how not officials but representatives would pervert justice for money, and they would take a gift that blinded their eyes. So when we're looking at what the Lord told unto us, we're not to add to or take away. It's real simple to understand when he said, "This is what you're supposed to do." He didn't say maybe. It was a commandment. It wasn't a suggestion. Okay? So you are the party that is responsible to actually enforce the law against those that a majority of you complain about and do absolutely nothing to actually deal with the issues at hand. Okay? William Carruthers, he is a Chicago alderman. Did you hear what I said? He's a Chicago alderman. He's a part of the council, friends. And that's what an alderman is. City council, so on and so forth. And what's interesting about this guy is both him and his son were in on it. But listen carefully. When a $14.5 million Bethany Hospital expansion was planned, Alderman William Carruthers twiddled his fingers, channeled his inner Mr. Burns, threatened to half development, and extorted $15,000 from the builders in the form of remodeling work to his ward office, a hospital. He held up a development on a hospital while behind bars for conspiracy and extortion. Carruthers planned a campaign of intimidation against his political rivals on the outside, receiving help from his son Isaac. Now, guess who his son Isaac was, friends? He was a sheriff deputy. Carruthers was fined an additional $152,000 and set a really great example for his kid. His sentence, William Carruthers, 3 years. Well, let's go to Isaac. We can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Isaac Carruthers, he was also another alderman. He was a part of the city council. And to absolutely no one's surprise, of course, William Carruthers' son left behind his sheriff's deputy gig and became an alderman himself, because he seen where the gain was, America. He knew where the money was. You know, for some reason or another in this country, the American people are led to believe that you need to get into politics if you want to make any money today. And if that's not the truth, folks, maybe you want to listen to the last couple of shows, because we see over and over and over again those that serve we the people that have been elected to office, friends. It's interesting how they go in broke and they accumulate all this wealth, and for some reason or another, to take it another step further, they serve term after term for up to 51 years in this country. And America wants to know what's the problem. I just told you. And again, it goes back to that old saying. You heard mom say it. You heard the teacher say, don't complain about what you tolerate. No. When you run out of complaints, friends, then you're going to get something done, and only then. But let's go over to old Isaac. who left his sheriff deputy gig and became an alderman just like his daddy. Now, again, unfortunately, the apple fell in the exact same spot as the tree, because as Isaac Carruthers got nabbed for committing nearly the same exact extortion crimes as his dad, after threatening to block a zoning change that was integral to a construction project, Isaac Carruthers, he actually extorted $40,000 in the form of home improvements. Did you hear what I said? His sentence was 28 months. Man, that's crazy how that works. Stealing public funds, and he gets 28 months. Man, soft judges produce hardened criminals, don't they? They sure do. But you got to keep in mind, friends, in many of these cases, they're not going to throw them in the clink for too long. I mean, because if they're too angry about the sentence, that's all they have to do is turn around and tell on everybody else. That's actually doing the sentencing in many cases. Now, I don't mean in any sense of the word, in all sincerity, I do not mean to demean the justice system in this country. But I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of seeing the corruption and the lack of justice that falls from the people that are responsible to actually deliver justice to the American people and justice to those that commit the crime, the positives and the negatives. I'm sick and tired of it. As I've said 100,000 times, friends, and I'll say it again, you do good, you do what you're called to do in government, I will be the first one to stand behind you every step of the way. If you violate in the smallest infraction to a misdemeanor, I will go to Article 4 and I will do everything in my power to make sure that you are removed. And that's not a threat, that's a promise. And by the way, that's exactly how we put into perspective those that serve we the people, where they should have their eyes fixed, and that's on the fear of God, not to commit the crime before him and or the people. See, and that's one of the elements that we're majorly missing in this country. Folks, what we're doing right now is we're highlighting those that have been busted, incarcerated for their crimes. And we just wanted to pick a state, so we went to Illinois, and we thought, well, Chicago would be a good one. I mean, we can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning the criminal in the People's White House. Now, I know a lot of people have been led to believe that Barack Hussein Obama is from Chicago. I want to tell you something. You're sadly mistaken. You're sadly mistaken. But to show you the corruption that comes out of Chicago, let us proceed. Daniel Rosentakowski, he was a member of the House of Representatives from Illinois in 1995. The son of a Chicago alderman. Wow, another city council servant. And a servant to himself indeed. Dan grew up in a noble square and rose all the way to the rank of a chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee during the Reagan administration. Now, for a guy who had amassed so much power, it was odd that he was finally convicted for dishing out postage stamps. In addition to trading stamps for cash, he added imaginary employees to his taxpayer-funded payroll and bought gifts with the account that he had at the House stationery shop. I mean, folks, you have to admit this guy had a little class for a felon, didn't he? But I'll tell you what, you've heard that old saying, when it's too good to be true, it probably is. So you might want to pull the curtain back. Oh, by the way, Dan Rosentakowski, he served 17 months. We're going to go on with the next list. Oh, yeah. All right. We're going to go to Dan Walker, Illinois governor. What happened to this guy? Oh, major bad guy. Yep. Boy, did he get it. He really did. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, folks, I make references to scriptures all the time, and a lot of times people don't exactly make the correlation between what I'm saying in the natural to the spiritual. So let me do that really quick. Isaiah 26:9 says this, okay? For when thy judgments are in the earth, speaking of the Lord, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. You know, you look at all these criminals, these young criminals today that are pinned up in prisons all over the country, correctional facilities, friends. What is teaching them to go straight? The fact that they're incarcerated, they're in a penitentiary. Penitence has meaning, right? And why would they be penitent? Because they broke the law. Do you see how that works? And once they understand they broke the law, well, then they're going to have to do their time. And in the process of that, hopefully penitence is going to be worked out that they might be, upright citizens in the United States of America. Let me ask you the question, what was it that taught them to be upright? And I'll tell you what, if you understand what I just said, law to judgment, law to the cross, where you see Christ crucified for your sins, and you see what he did for you, I'll tell you, a love goes to your heart, Romans 5:5, where it says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, that we don't want to offend him. And really what it does is the law drives you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more, and that's where you put your faith in Jesus Christ. And it's interesting, that is the born-again experience, John 3:3, where he transforms you into the image and likeness of his son, Jesus Christ. That is the word of God. But again, I want you to understand when I'm making reference, it's the judgments, folks. The judgments of God that are in the earth that teach the inhabitants of the world righteousness. And I shared with you during the first segment, I believe, now therefore listen, O Israel, God's kids, unto the statutes and unto all the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that you may live and go and possess the land which the Lord your God and your fathers have giveth unto you. That's King James Version. And if we just simply take heed to what he tells us to do, we're not going to have a problem. And I say, I make reference to what's above the Supreme Court quite a bit, friends, where it shows a picture inscribed into stone. It's an image inscribed, and it has a picture of Moses holding the Ten Commandments, a tablet in each hand. And what's interesting about that is right under it, it says, justice is the guardian of liberty. Justice, the guardian of liberty. And most people have not a clue as to what that means. A lot of people in the professed church in America today say, judgment, oh, that's not of the Lord. Folks, the Bible says that God is known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16. Read it when you get a moment. Or what about Jeremiah 9:24? But let him that glorieth in this, that he understand and know me, that I am the Lord which exerciseth love and kindness. Read Psalm 107. Judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. I mean, people got such a backward image of God. I mean, they literally think that he's like just a big happy daddy up there, you know, where he can't wait until all of his little sinner children come and sit on his lap so he can tell them everything they want to hear. I want to tell you something. Jesus didn't come into this world to tell the world everything was okay, friends. His message, again, was repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Don't ever forget what I just told you. I also want you to understand, when you get a moment, you can go over to Psalm 94, where it says, who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will take a stand for me against evil doers? And then the Lord said, how do we know that? He said, because in verse 15, judgment will be again founded on righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. And why is that? Because they understand that those that are chastised of the Lord are the ones that are blessed of the Lord. That's in verse 12, Psalm 94. Okay, so when you get a moment, put it together. Let the Holy Ghost teach you. Let's get back to the topic, folks. What we're talking about is the American politicians and how they actually proclaimed and confessed their guilt. Yes, we are corrupt. Well, guess what? A lot of them have been incarcerated, and you never heard about it. Let's go over to Dan Walker, Illinois' governor. This guy was quite a crook. He wasn't busted on the job. Interestingly enough, he should be ashamed of himself every step of the way, not only for committing the crime, but knowing that he was a World War II and Korean veteran. He was also convicted for fraud after he left office. Now, what this guy did, Dan Walker from Illinois, is the former governor. This was in 1977. Walker entered the private sector and bought up oil change franchises and savings and loans associations. And what he did is he actually fraudulently, positioned himself to give away money that didn't exist, $1.4 million. And interestingly enough, they have these little notes here on what I'm highlighting right now, and they try to make fun of what the issue is, and I don't want to make fun of it. I don't want to make light of what's going on in this country in any sense of the word. But he had an 80-foot yacht. I mean, folks, the riches that he accumulated off the backs of the ignorant in this country is just, again, second to none. Talking about criminals that have been busted, well, they called themselves governors in these particular cases. Matter of fact, we had Otto Kerner. He was another Illinois governor. Wow. This guy, he was an educated lawyer. Medal awarded war vet, another one that should be ashamed of himself every step of the way. He was a handsome fella too, who also managed to marry the daughter of former Chicago mayor Anton Cermak. Wow. So therefore, we can see that he had a smooth road to the governorship, didn't he? Yes, of course he did. Hey, it's who you know, right? And even became a U.S. Court of Appeals judge after his term. But unfortunately, he had no issues with under-the-table deals and illegally obtained $356,000. This is the former governor in 1968. He was taking deals under the table. He obtained $356,000 worth of below-market value stock from a horse racetrack operator. Man, that's sounds like what's going on in Congress today, right? Insider trading. It's amazing how that works, isn't it? Man, how is it that they get information before? Man, that's a whole nother show. Only to incite the American people to stand up for what's right all the more. Look at this guy's doing. He's got insider information just like those that are accumulating wealth in Congress today. And they call it legal friends. But going back to Otto Kerner, Illinois governor, 1968, he illegally obtained $356,000 worth of below market value from a horse racetrack operator. In exchange, he rigged choice racing dates and expressway exits that funneled crowds to the track. I mean, now does this sound like these people are serving the people or themselves? Kerner was busted while later serving as a judge because of the racetrack manager's tax filing. She deducted the value of the gift stock after determining it was a valid business expense. It's amazing how things work, isn't it? It's amazing how things are uncovered. And that is the mercy of God. Otto, he got 3 years for his crimes. 3 years. Wow. Let's go over to Fred Rohde. He was an Illinois state senator. This is back in 1956. Here is another city council member, a Chicago alderman. In 1970 to 1993, he was a longtime politician who served as a state senator and later as an alderman for 23 years. His term was halted in 1993 when he was convicted of 11 counts of bribery, extortion, racketeering, and racketeering conspiracy. Now, the real kicker was this with Rohde. He had been living his own version of The Departed, serving as a member of the La Casa Nostra mafia throughout his time in office. Folks, it's the same thing that's going on today. It's blue-collar mafia. It's not like they're walking around with these hats hanging below their eyes or covering up their eyes, friends, with a Tommy gun in their hand anymore, driving down in an old Model T. That's not what they're doing anymore. This isn't the days of Al Capone, friends. They're doing the same thing. They just got a different look. They look more proper. Again, read 2 Corinthians 11:14 when you get a moment. In 1999, a Justice Department reported that they pegged him as a member of the mob. He got 4 years. He only served 3 years. Man, look at this. No wonder why they commit the crime. Because they can. Yes, we are corrupt, say they. Well, which ones were incarcerated? We need to highlight this. Because if it was done yesterday, it can be done today, America. George Ryan, an Illinois Secretary of State all the way up until 1999, and then he was the Illinois governor up until 2003. Wow. A fatal truck accident in 1994 got the ball rolling on an investigation cracking down on illegally acquired truck operators and their licenses in Illinois. More than a decade later, Operation Safe Road had followed a trail of money and favors that led all the way to the governor, namely George Ryan's doorstep. 79 others were criminally charged, and Ryan was found guilty of a whopping 18 felony counts, including racketeering, conspiracy, tax fraud, lying to the FBI, mail fraud. But before Ryan's conviction in 2006, he did get a nomination for a Nobel Peace Prize for commuting the death sentences of more than 160 inmates. So he got that to hang his hat on anyways. How much time did he get for all of the crimes committed? 6.5 years. 6.5 years. You know, it's interesting that he would commute the death sentences of more than 160 inmates. Isn't it interesting in this country how more compassion is shown on those that commit the crime, more so than the victim? And that shows you how backwards the minds of the American people are to let this kind of stuff go. Different topic, same branch, same tree. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I've been highlighting Illinois, been highlighting those that have been convicted of crimes in Illinois. And I don't think it's a laughing matter in any sense of the word, but it's interesting how we fail to acknowledge the crimes and those that have been incarcerated concerning those that are empowered and delegated to represent we the people. How come we never hear about this? Why is this a thing that they want to put out back in the shadows where few actually take notice as to what is going on concerning our representatives? And it's interesting that we're highlighting all the crimes of those that have been busted in none other than, guess what, Chicago, Illinois. But it's interesting how when they get to the White House, for some reason or another, very far and few between, do you ever see any justice concerning the corruption that takes place in the current administration. Oftentimes it takes place after they're out of the White House. Because most people are led to believe that there's nothing you can do once they're out of the White House. That's baloney too. I mean, folks, we just spent some time on Otto Kerner, governor from 1961 to 1968. He resigned to become a judge, then was convicted of bribery related to his tenure as a governor, sentenced to 3 years in prison. What about Governor William G. Stratton from 1953 to 1961? He was indicted after leaving office on income tax evasion charges, but was acquitted. Of course he was acquitted. You can't tell on your own, friends, and that's exactly what this is about. Lennington Small, governor from 1921 to 1929, Chicago, Illinois, indicted while in office on embezzlement charges, but he was acquitted as well, friends. He was acquitted. He wasn't guilty. Come on. Joel Madison, governor, going back to Chicago. From 1853 to 1857, after leaving an office, a Sangamon County court ruled that he owed the state more than $253,000 in connection with the scheme to pay government contractors. His property was sold at auction. Oh, well, I guess he got it. Kind of reminds me of Benedict Arnold, right? Secretary of State Paul Powell, roughly $800,000 was found stuffed in his shoebox. After he died in 1970. I'm surprised it was reported. It was probably more than that. I kid you negative. Auditor Orville Hodge pleaded guilty in the 1950s to embezzling more than $1.5 million from the state while in office. He used the money to buy two planes, four automobiles, and homes in Illinois and in Florida. You have got to be kidding me. Friends, sad to say, they're not. You guys remember Rob Blagojevich, right? My goodness. He was an Illinois governor as well. I mean, folks, this is where this criminal allegedly came from, right? And we know that he didn't. Speaking of Barack Hussein Obama. But Rod Blagojevich, defeated his opponent Jim Ryan and quickly got down to business as usual, and presumably needing to support his budget for, you know, whatever he needs, Rod Blagojevich conspired to commit pay-to-play schemes. Now, what's interesting about this is the shadiest of these was attempting to fill the vacant U.S. Senate seat of then-President-elect Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, they had to set him as an example. That's all they were doing. The FBI busted him on tape as he ranted, "I'm just not going to give up for effing nothing," he said. After removal from office, Blagojevich maintained his innocence throughout appearances on Late Show with David Letterman and The Celebrity Apprentice before heading to federal prison in Littleton, Colorado. Do you guys all remember after Rob Blagojevich was busted? Do you guys all remember what was on the paper in Chicago? Do you remember the national news that came out when Rod Blagojevich, Mr. Christian boy here, right? Another professor. "He that saith I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Do you remember what happened? See, now you got the real Blagojevich here, who was exposed by good people in the FBI that were doing their job, right? Or they were paid off, one of the two. But what's interesting here, and I'm not being facetious, I want to make that clear. I'm not being facetious. I'm not being smart. I'm not being cute. You know what's going on just like I do. Because if it wasn't, then why is that guy in the White House still there? Why is his administration still free to do what they want to do? Why is Hillary Clinton, oh, and by the way, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have been assured by Congress that has given Barack Hussein Obama everything he has wanted over the last 8 years, your representatives, America, we have been assured by Congress that there is going to be an unobstructed investigation, criminal investigation into Hillary Clinton. Unobstructed. They promise. You need to understand, friends, the reason things are getting worse, the reason the president gets what he wants, is because you have extorted members in your Congress, your representatives, your senators. I don't care what branch, the executive, the judicial, the legislative branch. Folks, the reason things are going backwards is because you have extorted individuals. Folks, I could spend the next hour just on the Pentagon alone. And extortion. You want to know why Barack Hussein Obama was permitted to be there for so long? Because they extorted so many other people that were busted downloading child pornography. Brian Bender broke the story concerning an ICE investigation into the Pentagon. And keep in mind, right at the beginning of Barack Hussein Obama's administration, his incumbency, his tenure, interestingly enough, we were told that the criminal, the guy that called himself the attorney general, I can see his face right now. You know, Fast and Furious, you know, the guy that really cares about America like Barack Hussein Obama does, is his attorney general, Eric Holder. Yes, I'm being funny, but now I'm not being funny. And I remember they were too busy putting hands into the Mexican drug lords from us to blame the American people for the 300 Mexicans, including the beauty queen over in Mexico, for the crimes that they were responsible for. Well, keep in mind, that same guy, Eric Holder, he is a criminal. Listen to me, Eric Holder, he is a criminal. Hey, listen to me carefully. Barack Hussein Obama is a criminal. He is a foreigner. Do you understand me? He is a sodomite. And I want to go off on this just real quick, if I might. Interestingly enough, I've seen from an organization that calls themselves conservatives today talk about how Barack Hussein Obama's legacy is nothing but defeat. I posted right under their post, which is a pretty big outfit. I said to them, now I got a question for you. How is it that you sit there and say that he didn't succeed at what he was attempting to do? He was the one that said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. 318.9 million people let him do it, and he didn't succeed? Hey, folks, he didn't fail. He succeeded. And the American people ensured his victory by allowing him to do it. And it has everything in the world to do with what we're talking about right now. Why does this go on? Because the American people leave off justice. They don't know the law. They don't know the law. Let's go to Rob Blagojevich. Friends, do you remember the front page of the paper in Chicago? Rob was surrounded by local pastors that didn't have enough discernment to see right through the crook. And, of course, he wants to be on the front page of the paper with the pastors around him talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But here we have evidence from the FBI that he said, I'm not giving up. Speaking of him filling vacant U.S. Senate seats, namely Barack Hussein Obama's after he left, he said, I'm not going to give it up for effing nothing. And then when he's busted, what does he do? He runs to the Christians that he knows that don't have enough discernment to know the difference between right and wrong. And again, it's a lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Nobody. Hey, folks, we talked about U.S. Rep. Dan Rostenkowski, that's his name. U.S. Rep. Mel Reynolds was another one who was convicted of misconduct with a 16-year-old campaign volunteer and resigned in 1995. He went to prison for 2 years. He was later convicted of federal wire fraud and bank fraud charges and sentenced to more than 6 years in prison. But again, friends, here comes President Clinton, just like Barack Hussein Obama. Even today, he commuted that sentence. Bill Clinton did. And you better keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama is spending a whole lot of time. Hey, folks, did you hear that just yesterday, friends? He's spending the rest of his time of his tenure in office destroying public records.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.